fucking good.
Do it, man.
We'll go walk back in here with Ben. Luke can walk away
fart. Yeah, sorry.
Just do it in the hallway right there so you can hear it. Seattle fucking shit his pants laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might have a case of the shits. I've been drinking all those fucking smoothies. My body's not used to, like, green.
Yeah, health.
Yeah.
Non-alcohol.
Yeah, really. Yeah, I should try mixing beer in it. I should make a beer smoothie.
Or just double fist have smoothie beer.
Just clean myself out as I'm getting wasted.
Yeah. You've been fucking hitting it hard, son.
Hey.
Every time you go out, drink shot. I'm like, whoa.
That's how a man drinks, dude.
I guess so. I'm going to go out and read books.
That's going to... Yeah, no, you do. When Luke goes to the bar, he's reading Hemingway.
Yeah.
Which
is appropriate because he was drunk.
Yeah. I guess so was Winston Churchill, huh?
Pretty much it's fucking every... No, what's every manly fucking figure of the 20th century was like a drunk.
I just heard one the other day that I guess Beethoven, I heard, was like a raving alcoholic.
Yeah, he's German.
That one I didn't know. Do you know what else I heard? This is so out of the fucking blue, but I bet you don't know this either. Like, most major sports organizations are non-profit and get charity breaks, like the NFL.
Really?
It's considered a non-profit, and it gets all these tax breaks.
What the fuck?
Really? And they're like...
Like a church?
Yeah, they make like $600 billion a year, and yet they get tax breaks.
That's fucking horse shit.
Right? No, I'm just like, I couldn't believe this. So, like, the PGA... Like,
cool.
So, another question we were going to ask you is, what was the worst organization you're part of you didn't pay taxes? All right. What's up, man? Why don't you talk about the movie or something? I don't know.
I saw fucking... Well, it's New Year's Eve afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
It's a rare afternoon podcast for the fucking...
You know, when I listen back to these, it's always our most sober, but also our most poignant.
I guess so. But, I can't remember the last time we fucking did one.
It was
a couple months ago, wasn't it? Like a Sunday or something?
Yeah, we did do one like a noon on a Sunday.
Yeah.
I think because you didn't drink the night before, so you weren't hungover.
Yeah.
You get bad Sunday hangover guy attitude.
I don't much anymore, but yeah, I do. I cannot fucking stand being hungover. I fucking hate it.
Maybe
I'm trying to drink at all, but
maybe it's not even hangover. Maybe it's just Sunday. You're like mopey.
That too, yeah. Especially if it's been a long week. It's just, I'm just... And I save up all the shit that I want to do on Sunday because I didn't get it done, and then I don't do it. And then I feel even worse. I'm like, you fucking scum. But I'm like, it's my only day off. I just want to loaf and just watch Pawn Stars.
You always get some type of fast food, and then you're angry about it later on?
Yeah. Well, if it's a Sunday, I'm not hungover. It's not as bad because I probably didn't really have it all week. But then if I drank and everything too, not only am I eating shitty, but now I'm spending more money. It's just fucking, it's a vicious cycle.
You're looking cut up, man.
Thanks.
Like, not like you're not as big as you were, but you're looking more cut.
Thanks,
son. Doing like lower weights or what?
Fucking low weight, high reps.
I'm willing to go back and listen.
Except my arms have been fucking tearing.
Listen to episode 2 when I told you to do that.
Yeah. Well, I had an injury, so yeah. I had to.
Separate incidents.
Holy fuck, I was just about to say that, I swear to God. That's so weird.
I watch this culture. I could probably watch that once a month and it doesn't get old.
It's really Goodfellas. It's like you can just watch it constantly. Oh, okay, so speaking of the Coen brothers...
You know what isn't, like, Goodfellas?
I saw this... I don't even know if a lot of people know what I'm talking about, but, like, Inside Llewyn Davis, because it's not, like, a massive release.
Yeah, but it's, like, a hugely...
Well, I mean, if they don't know, like, Coen brothers... I mean, I think everyone... Our five listeners do, so I don't know why I'm prefacing it. Like, we have this fucking mass audience that I'm trying to talk to.
Hey, we got a lot of listeners, bud.
Yeah. But, Inside Llewyn Davis... of course, when I read the LA Weekly description of it, The fucking title of the article was "The Best Coen Brothers Movie Ever?" ? And I was like, I knew 5 minutes in already. I was like, there's no way I'm gonna like this. Critics went nuts for it. It's at like 90-something% of Rotten Tomatoes. Like, everyone's just fucking... It's just one of these goddamn movies. I can't believe people. It was like when Into the Wild came out. I'm like, how did we all watch the same fucking motion picture?
I turned that movie off.
Yeah, it was fucking terrible. And, like, this fucking Llewyn Davis, like, it is the... It's worse than, what's that one with John Malkovich from a few years ago and Brad Pitt?
Oh, Burn After Reading?
It's worse than Burn After Reading. I'm not even shitting you. At least Burn After Reading had a couple funny parts in it.
I could have sworn we had this conversation on the air of how, like, they're every other movie guy.
Oh, no, now they're, like, three in a fucking row now. They haven't made a good movie since No Country in 07. Like, A Serious Man fucking stunk. This is fucking... This was so bad.
Isn't the True Grit, isn't that them?
Yeah.
No, I didn't like it, but...
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's what I'm
saying. True Grit was after No Country?
Yeah.
Okay, I liked True Grit.
No, and it was in between, like, because it was No Country, what's that one?
The Simple... Serious Man,
and then True Grit. It's every other movie.
Oh, fuck yeah, you're right.
They're like Jay-Z albums.
I totally forgot about True Grit. I liked it. I didn't love it, but I liked it.
I watched it twice. But
maybe if I watch it again, I guess I was expecting a lot more, and I was kind of bored by it.
Yeah.
But I'm not. I'm not.
A, I like. You know. I like.
I don't like westerns.
I liked. Oh, I do. I love it. I liked Matt Damon so much in it too. I thought he tied the whole fucking thing together.
Who was it in the original?
It was fucking.
Is it like a comedian or
no? It was a country singer.
Oh, Glenn Campbell.
Glenn Campbell. He's terrible.
When I was growing my hair,
he is terrible.
The last time I grew my hair long, and like you get to that phase where you got to start like parting it some way. Yeah. I would like have it like part over, almost like Bieber, but not. But you know, before that.
Yeah.
And Marty say I look like Glenn Campbell.
Holy shit. If you didn't have the haircut and that beard, you look like a fucking lesbian.
You really like that line.
That's fine. I was here.
You know, what episode was that on? Was that the one with,
I want to say it was like 26.
I want to say it was the one with Friday. It was a studio.
No.
It was a studio episode.
It was one of the early ones, and it's in the 20s. I want to say it's like 26, because that was like a really fucking good episode. That was like one of our best ones ever.
Wow.
It's you, me, Keith, and I think Scott.
There's definitely a guest.
I think it was Scott, but it was really fucking fun. It was like our first or second time ever in the studio. Because I think that one had the sound clips when we were trying to get him to play, and the fucking idiot couldn't like, that zero is,
that,
timing.
That's when I put the other Brandon's top five, that was in the top five.
Yeah. There's a lot of.
Oh my god, how like. What do you even call it? Like, I put the other top five of our episodes. God damn it. What, like, I'm so.
This is 121 right now.
What am I like. I'm doing? Like.
Best of?
Yeah, but like. That's so like. Stupid that I keep. That I'm like that. Like. I can't think of the word. And I'm sober.
Egomaniacal?
Sort of, yeah. There we go.
No, so, it's not that. We have a ton of... I mean, if we only had 6 episodes, it'd be one thing.
Okay.
We got, 121.
Do you think we'll ever be able to do, like, a best of? Like, just pull, like, a couple of funny bits and do, like, an hour best of
show?
Yeah,
if we ever get an intern.
All right. More like a skin
Maybe
turn.
We'll get Diego to do it.
Who?
Doggy.
Diego. Oh, man, if he was in editing, he'd probably do it for us.
Yeah.
You should have Fabi do it. We'll get it back in 2 years.
Yeah, no shit. He claims he's, like... compressing a smaller file right now that he fixed and he's
sending
it.
You know anyone who does audio editing stuff, really? Besides Teeth? Teeth was one that I knew.
No.
Fucking Teeth, man. Everything is set up for him to, like, really help us out with this shit. He's just such a cocksucker.
Yeah.
I think he listened to the show one time and heard how much we rip on him because I'll try to, like, write him something, like, about sports. Nothing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think he's just fed up with the group.
Well, I think the fucking feeling is mutual.
Yeah, that's true. At least, yeah.
I mean, I didn't see him as much as you guys, but yeah,
I don't want him to die, but I'm not too upset.
Even online Teeth sucked. Like, just his online presence, he was such a fucking dick.
Yeah.
I kicked him off my Facebook. I was like, fuck you.
Like I said, there's certain people that like John Pagonis, Teeth, and Gumball Head. Sometimes I feel bad that I don't feel bad I don't see him.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense. It's like you know, like I should feel bad.
Yeah, you have that a lot.
I should feel bad.
Remember there was that whole like couple months you were like guilt tripping about not hanging out with Mike enough?
Yeah.
Like a year ago or something. Yeah. They're like, I feel so bad. I don't hang out. It's just like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I get like that. Well, I don't know. Maybe. Because I feel bad when someone likes my company and I don't like theirs.
Yeah, but like you'll end up hanging out with them eventually. I don't know.
Yeah, but I'm saying like Teeth. Like, well, I don't think he likes my company. I don't like his.
Yeah.
And Gumball, I just. Even seen her the other day, it was just fucking awkward.
She's the worst smile. She's so fucking weird. She's like a frog. She stinks.
I don't know.
What a shithead.
It's been over just about 2 years since I stopped like hanging out with her.
Yeah. She still fucking talks about it every day.
I missed Scott yesterday or else I would have seen him like 6 days in a row.
Oh, sure.
Or five days in a row. Because I'm going to see him today. It would have been 6.
Oh, yeah. Cause dude Bogues might come up later. But
oh, really? Yeah. Is he going to come get the car?
I don't know. Oh. I would think so, yeah. He said he hasn't fucking slept, so he doesn't know if he'll like...
Is he in wake. Country?
Yeah, he's or I think he's on the way in. I think it's in like sometime today. Or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, hey, this is a Teeth thing, but I really am curious. Do you like? Did you have any New Year's like things you did with your family or anything like that?
No.
Or any good stories from like your buddies?
No.
I was just thinking about this. My I was an only child, and I was like the oldest in the family, and so my parents would always want to go out for New Year's. So, or they'd go, my dad would be working, and they'd all go to Eagles Club.
Yeah.
So I spent, like, the first, like, 13 years, New Year's, with my grandmother.
Really?
Yeah. Like, every year.
Where'd she live?
She lived, corner of Broadway and A Street, next to Nona's Pizza.
Oh, fuck, that's close.
Okay. You know where that is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like right down the street from me.
And,
Stryker's in Buffalo now, he's just texting me how awful it is constantly.
Oh, yeah. It was right at Kitty Corner from, what was that gas station they put up? The one that's in the Stryker video?
Oh,
that was, like, really awesome. Whatever, that's where.
Yeah, so the car wash was.
So we'd always get like a Nona's Pizza or we'd go out to eat, and then we'd watch. I saw, I was, that back then is when MTV actually had videos,
yeah.
and they did the Top 100 Countdown. So, like, she let me watch it, but, it, like, in small doses, because she just couldn't take it. So she let me watch, like, the top 10.
Would you only have one TV in the fucking house?
Yeah, dude, this is...
I'm that old bitch!
We're talking, like, 88, 89. It's not, like,
oh, okay.
you know... Would you guys have more than one? Well...
I had one in my room most of my life, but I don't think I really got cable. I just used to play video games.
I didn't get a TV in my room until I bought one myself.
Oh, really?
Like, but, so we had,
I would get, like, handed down the old
one. We did, yeah. Because when we got a new one for the living room, they put one in Salsa's room. Mm-hmm. We had three bedrooms, and the one room was just... It was like a playroom when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And then when I got older, it was for my iguana.
Did you ever have the classic... the big full-size, like, wooden cart TV, and then it broke down, and then you put the next TV on top of it and use the old TV as
a TV. Oh, God, stand. I wish. That's a... No, yeah, but yeah. we had two of those.
Yeah.
We had one that looked like a table.
Oh, really?
And then we had one that had the wood paneling on the sides
yeah.
where the speakers were.
Yeah.
Whoever thought that was a cool idea? I'm so glad that TVs are just TVs now, and they don't have all kinds of shit on them.
Yeah.
You think they're ever...
And now you can, as a mover, you don't have to worry about it anymore?
You think you're ever going to come back to, like, that time when, like, shit on the side of TVs is cool?
I hope not.
Do you remember when
the
fucking TVs came out, like the flat screen like you got? But like, I think Samsung or Sony came out with it, then it had like mood lights on the side that would light up the wall.
No.
Yeah, like it would like whatever picture, like say you're watching something and it's green on the right, a green light would be like on the wall. And it was supposed to enhance your viewing thing, and like that lasted all of 6 months.
No, I never even fucking heard of that.
Yeah.
You're making it up for
them. No, I'm serious. Someone out there, write us if you remember that. I actually heard this. So I heard this from Tony years ago, that their work, that it's done, but like it's so expensive now that they have a paint. You could just paint any, like we can paint that whole wall, and you put the strip on the bottom, the whole thing is a TV.
Yeah, they've been talking about that for a long time. It's like been in the fucking works.
I want to see that. I mean, when's it going to come? Like when we got that new system, they basically said they have, like, a touchpad hologram thing we could have got down at the lanes. You know where you put your name in?
Yeah.
We could have had, like, a hologram that you used.
Like fucking Star Wars?
Yeah, but it's $20,000 a lane. We're like, okay, we're not going to get
what?
That. You know?
Fuck that shit.
But think about it. You know how that technology is. In, like, 2 years, it'll be out.
Yeah.
That's, remember?
More like, what the heck-nology. That's what I call it. Yuck. It was 14? That's exactly what it should have got. Nothing. I love you. Or I'll say it, it'll just be silence like 5 seconds, and it'll just go, yuck. He's coming this month, too, on a Thursday.
Why wouldn't he? Why would anybody come on a week or a weekend night?
Well, Tuesday's worse, but I'm gonna try and go see Jay and see if someone will switch with me on that Tuesday.
Okay.
Because there's fucking Jay, Joe DeRosa, and fucking Florentine all this month. I'm psyched. I mean, but only Jay's on Tuesday. The other guys are all on Tuesday.
Ask Henry. He can work Monday, and he can work your Tuesday.
All right, cool.
That shouldn't be a big deal. Yeah, I don't want to work with that.
Cool. Why, is he bad to work with? Henry the black guy? With the glasses?
No, it's James.
Oh, James. Who the fuck's Henry?
He's like this dickweed who works there with this big fucking Bruno Mars haircut.
Oh, my God.
He's God. Sales kid.
Oh, that fucker.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He was working during a holiday party.
Yeah.
All right. I don't understand him. I don't.
Look at Sal. He's a fucking shithead.
Yeah.
Look at Sal. Then look at Henry. All those Mexican bitches, fuck. Sorry, that's
yeah,
that didn't work.
Yeah, yuck. The concept was there, but it just wasn't hitting on all strides.
Yeah, the wheels came off it.
Luke got a whole bunch of new clothes, guys. Oh, yeah, hey, so for Christmas, because we did the Christmas Eve episode, but I got some beers from around the world sent to me by Jackie.
Oh, nice. Brandy, some beers.
They can't be cheap because she sent 6 of them, and I'd say each one's $15 or so.
Yeah.
So, and then I got socks because I ordered some for you, and they came in, so I'm just going to keep them.
Those ones you got are nice and warm.
Really?
Fucking cushy.
Do you want another? You want a pair of, like, light ones?
I don't care if we're getting rid of them.
I'll let you know.
I got plenty.
I have, like, this is so branded, it's ridiculous. In my closet now, I have, like, a separate stock of, like, a couple pairs of underwear that are brand new, and, like, a whole thing of socks that are brand new, and I'm not going to use them until the other shit goes bad.
That's a different.
No,
I mean, if you already have a shitload, why not?
Because
then you can't even fit it all.
So, well, and I told
my sock drawer is like overloaded now.
I said I need socks, Under Armour underwear, and a new book bag, and all three came true.
So that's good.
I was pumped.
That's a tall order.
I know.
I'm surprised they were able to get that.
Hey, I'm really happy I got the book bag. Because every day to work, I was wearing that fucking messenger bag. You look like a faggot.
Yeah.
I don't know why I got that in college. What a fucking dick I was in college.
I made myself laugh all day with that dumb text I sent you. Oh. I go, hey, shit, I'm wearing a Reservoir Dogs shirt. I go, everywhere I go, someone goes, hey, there goes the faggot.
And they throw fruit at you?
They throw a fuck at you.
Did it fit?
It did, yeah. Right. It's a little snug, but it fits.
All right, don't wash it, doggy.
I just want to dry it.
You know what you need? Like one of those old bathtubs with the thing that you do it by hand?
Or just use my own abs. Sorry. I wish they were in that good shape. My ex sent, she sent me two t-shirts.
Oh, boy.
I gave one of the t-shirts to my new chick, and the other one went into a bag that went to the AMVETS.
Oh, goddamn.
But hey, at least I didn't throw it away.
I can't believe you gave a shirt from your ex to a new lady.
Well, I'm not going to wear it. And she looked fucking
dude, that's it.
Oh!
We got to tell you guys, this is the biggest day ever in LGR history.
This is a big one.
This is the third episode that we're still talking about the same chick, and she's not a shithead yet.
Yeah. Everything's still going good.
Lucas hung out with her every day.
Yeah.
You would probably 8 days in a row. You're like me and Scott Murphy.
Yeah, pretty close.
But how much did you say you spent? $200 so far?
Maybe fucking more.
That's how you can tell that you like her.
Yeah.
If you spent $200 in like a little over a week, you'd be fucking livid, but you're kind of like, eh.
Yeah. Oh, well, I got a lot of extra Christmas money because I didn't get anything for anyone else, and they all got me stuff, so I...
What's that true, Luke? You heard on there, Luke got me stuff.
Yeah. But like, my brother sent me $75, I sent him nothing. But after we had just had a conversation that we're not going to send each other stuff...
That's not...
He sends me $75. Okay, I mailed his card with nothing in it that we agreed on in the morning. In the afternoon, I get his in the mail, and there's $75 in it. I'm like, why the fuck would you do that? Like... I texted him, I'm like, thanks, but like, didn't we just fucking say we weren't going to send each other shit? Like, all a card would have been fine. But whatever, I cashed it and spent it on a fucking Middle Eastern fucking son of a bitch. Daughter of a bitch.
Luke, yeah, and then Luke went shopping. And I tell him at the store, we go to Lucky, I go, try the fucking shirt on. He doesn't try it on, doesn't fit.
And now it's like the bigger one, I don't know who's fucking making the shirts, the fucking necks are all loose in them. Like, no one makes like a snug neck anymore. It hangs down like something like a fucking midget jumped up and grabbed
the
collar.
You know who does? You know who does? Like black companies, like Sean John and Echo and shit.
Yeah.
All their collars.
Shit.
I know. I'm saying all their collars are actually like.
It's fucking getting so hard to find clothes. That's a fucking cool shirt too. And if like, I hope it doesn't get.
It didn't look bad.
I know, but I could already tell it's gonna. I don't think it has a very long lifespan. And it's like a $50 fucking shirt.
Yeah, you shouldn't spend $50 on t-shirts, man.
And, but they fit. But they're nice and like they fit me right and they look fucking good. Hey, it feels like a going outie shirt.
You gotta go off Shauna's idea. If you're gonna wear it 50 times, it's worth the $50.
Alright.
Like with sneakers, you wear them over $100, 100 times, worth the $100. Oh, man.
Yeah.
But this beer kind of sucks, whatever this is. It's got like cranberry in it.
Ew.
Mm. Oh, man. Ooh.
That's not good. Oh, so then and another LGR historic, his very historic fucking move for me. I fucking gave the slob the boot.
Mm.
Officially. 3 fucking years in the making this was. She'd be shocked, but she didn't take it very well.
I wish you would have saved the text from her. Cause
I got it. I got everything.
Read them.
They're really long. I mean, like, paragraphs.
Okay, all right. Well, all right. Paraphrase.
I should have went through and, like... Well, I mean, it's the same, like...
What? Okay.
Like, all right.
All right, so, hey, she's been asking you, why aren't we hanging out, correct?
Yeah.
And then, so, finally, the other day... Was it yesterday?
I haven't hung out with her in, like, 3... And this started before I even started... I just met this... Like, it's been, like, a whirlwind romance with this chick. And, Jackie the Iraqi. And, even 2 weeks before I met her, I hadn't seen, at least 2 weeks, I hadn't seen her. So I just was fucking tired of her. I didn't want to see her, you know? And, like, she won't stop fucking bothering me either. It's like, if you just shut the fuck up, maybe we'd hit, because especially every year, I don't know what it is, like, right around the holidays, I'm just, like, weird. And I especially don't want to see her. And I always tell her, I'm like, I'm just weird around the holidays. I don't want, like, fucking company. But, yeah, so I didn't see her in a long time. And yesterday, she keeps bugging me, wanting to hang out. And now, like, I hang out with this chick so much, I can't be getting texts from the fucking slob, like, asking when we're going to hang out and all that shit. I'm like, this fucker's got some gout. She's got some gout. So, and she's like, what's wrong? You've been acting really weird, blah, blah. I'm like, listen, I'm fucking seeing somebody. I can't see you anymore.
Okay.
And then it turned into, like, a short novel of fucking texts between us. I love it. We did the whole thing over text and no fucking talk.
That's
while I was in the gym.
That, you know, I guess, hey, that, I mean, like I said, they're the same thing with Gumball, because that's always what you wanted, is what I have with cheese. So I can think it just fucking infuriates her, I see.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
You know?
And that's all she keeps saying. She's like, oh, I tried so hard. It's all like, it's my fault that I didn't like her. That's like her argument. She's like, oh, I tried so hard, and like,
yeah,
you always kept me like away. I'm like, yeah, yes, because you're not my girlfriend. I'm like, we weren't fucking boyfriend girlfriend. I was like,
but, I mean, is there, this is like that side of me where I'm like, yeah, she did try hard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No,
like,
I know.
And like, you almost.
She's a gem of a girl.
Gem of a girl.
A sweetheart.
She's really not. She's a real piss pot, but.
Yeah. She is like, she's not like a bad person. Like, she's like a good chick. That's why I feel bad. I'm not like.
She needs kind of like a nerdy guy to date.
She's got a dominant guy. She's got daddy issues.
Yeah, she a dominant guy with a big dong.
Yeah. Maybe but, black and guy. It's like I tell her, I'm like, she's like, well, Wayne, we've made some effort to seem like outside the bedroom. And I was like, but that was basically all we had like great sex. I'm like, I had no deep connection with you on the other level. Like, I liked hanging out with you and shit sometimes, but that was as far as it went. But like, I told her that this entire fucking time. I was never like, I was always a shithead to her, like, and I would just be fucking, just brutally honest. And I even told her, like,
the brutalist.
I think it was earlier this year, I told her, I'm like, you really should fucking stop seeing me because I think she pissed me off or something. I'm like, we should not hang out anymore because, like, you want me to be your fucking boyfriend, and it's never going to happen. You're just going to keep coming around. And I literally fucking told her, I'm like, sooner or later, I'm going to meet somebody, and that's going to be it. And now, like, it happened, and she's just like, oh, I can't believe it. It's like, well, no, wake the fuck up. And it's like, honey, you're like 220 fucking pounds. Like, you're a fat fuck. Like, I'm sorry. Like, if personality alone, like, I wouldn't take you out in public because you're a fucking fatso.
Yeah.
Like, I liked her big fat ass and shit, but, like, she's just a dumpy mess. And it's just, no, no.
I think Scott's laughing his ass off right now.
Probably. I mean, it sounds it's terrible, but, like, I don't give a fuck. Every dude that's been in the situation thinks that. If you don't have the balls to say sorry.
Okay. Do you think, like, if Jess and Mike got back together, like, she's embarrassed to go out with him because he lost his teeth?
Probably. Yeah, she's got fucking two eyes in her head. Probably. But she's another weirdo. She's got something going on. I don't know, like, molested, but something's going on because she has, like, no sex drive. Like, yeah. She's just, like, one of those chicks, like, just...
Well, supposedly, okay, the whole backstory on her is that she was the firstborn, and the dad really wanted a son. So yeah. She was the one who got all into sports and everything. That's why she likes all the, you know, football and everything. She played all the sports, so she was kind of like a tomboy.
Yeah.
That's why her and Mike get along so well. They like golf and to talk about football and shit.
Yeah.
So maybe she just has, like, that, I don't feel sexy kind of thing, but now she lost all the weight. She's always wearing, like, slutty shit. And I think part of that is because her sisters are, like, going to college now. Yeah. And, like, they're having fun. And Jess never went to college. And so I think she's trying to, like, relive that part of her youth. Does it make any sense?
No, yeah.
You know?
She just, I mean, every fucking... Everybody, but especially chicks, they like attention, too. So I'm sure she at least wants to, like, feel sexy. Especially if she was a fat chick and lost all that weight. Yeah, you want to fucking flaunt that shit. If you got a better funnel, let the liquor help you get up on it.
Yeah.
Still tipsy from last night.
I gotta give girls credit sometimes. Like, I'll see a hot chick with, like, I'm
fair. I gotta give them cock sometimes. Well, you see a hot chick and what happens?
She's like a real fucking piece of shit, like myself. And you're just like,
oh my God.
I'm fucking around. I say that to get that reaction. I don't think I'm that bad, but not that great, but you just see like a fucking, like, real loser of a guy. He's like,
well, you know, the fucking guys the porn stars are fucking with. All those fucking, they're like the most sought after chicks on the planet. And they're with these just fucking pieces of shit.
Oh, yeah.
They're usually shorter than them. They're like a Jay and Veery
fucking thing. Did I ever tell you this guy? I didn't tell this one. There's a fucking good story happened at the bowling center a couple weeks ago.
The
bowling center. This guy comes in, and he just, he's probably a little older than us, but he's like a hipstery kind of guy, you know?
Yeah.
He's kind of got, like, the long hair, but it's not long enough for a ponytail, but it's, like, styled. And he's got, like a fucking, like, RJ had, like, a real fucking cool beard. RJ had in high school, not now. RJ has, like, a lumberjack beard, but he used to have a sexy stubble beard and a sexy physique. Now he's just built like a boulder.
I think chicks still like him. He's a big teddy bear type.
Yeah.
I just want to cuddle with him all night.
You think he farts a lot?
He's a bear.
I was kidding, RJ.
Oh, thanks for telling her it's the fart blanket the other night. Way to set the fucking romantic mood, asshead. The chick comes over, she's cold. I'm putting a blanket on, goes, oh, it's a fart blanket. Everybody farts in it. It stinks like farts. I'm like, come on, dude.
I was fucking around.
What the fuck?
I was kidding around.
I know, it's gross.
I use it. If it was a fart blanket, I would have washed it. I was just, oh, you're right.
But who?
You're right. Who says that?
That's not that far out of the realm. It probably is a fart blanket. Fucker. It's mine. It's a sad part.
Who has a fart
blanket? I'm like, well, there goes my boner.
I'm kidding.
I'm wrapping my chick in a fart blanket. Wonderful.
I'm sorry I didn't say that. Asshole. Holy shit, I'm glad you remember that. I'm crying. That's
I so did. Funny. I'm burning my memory like a fucking war fucking wound. Asshole.
Fucking dipshit. I totally made that up. I use it. I swear to God.
No, because the other day you said it to cheese, too. You're like, cheese farts on that blanket. I'll tell you, stinks of farts.
No, that was her Dodger blanket. But that's where it must have been in my head. I was just saying it like as a goof. It was like my new thing for the week is saying fart blanket. Oh, god damn it, that's funny.
How fun is that chick when she's drunk, though? She's a good time, right?
Yeah, she likes fart blankets.
Yeah.
Holy, it's like fucking hot out.
It is.
Hey, Buffalo listeners, it's like fucking 80 degrees out.
Yeah, the fucking weather from that. I looked like on Monday and I was like, holy shit, it's like all fucking high 70s and shit.
I went. Awesome.
This is the fucking warmest winter in like a long time.
Think about this. I went golfing 2 days ago. Like December, what, 27th?
Yeah.
I went fucking golfing. Like, that's unheard of.
We should go tomorrow. Is it open? I'm off.
I gotta run a tournament, but afterwards.
Oh, fuck yeah.
That stinks, doesn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, they're open. We can go. I mean, I won't. That's the thing. It fucking gets so dark so early.
Yeah.
It's dark by like 4:30. It was nice, and there wasn't fucking hardly anybody there, and it was like a perfect temperature.
Yeah, I haven't gone in a long time.
You know what? Not going for like a couple months, I was way better. It was like probably the best I've golfed in 2 years.
Really?
Yeah, just because I wasn't like overanalyzing it.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with bowling. If I don't bowl for a while, I bowl really great because I just don't think about it.
Yeah.
Same to a fucking. I don't know how it's gonna be.
We have to work. Actually, we all have to work tonight, all our listeners. New Year's Eve.
I was, if I go a couple years without fucking, that first time I get like something new or something strange, dude, I fuck for like 4 hours.
Yeah. No, I'm usually the opposite. I'm so wound up, I'm ready to come in 2 fucking seconds.
I just want to like prove it and do all kinds of different things. If I come, I'll still keep fucking.
Yeah.
Like I remember like the first time I shot, I was like fucking 2.5 hours.
Yeah,
you know, like not stop.
Now it's like being a slob. It was always like a marathon.
No.
I will miss fucking that chick. I'll say that. That's too bad.
No,
I won't miss it that much. I like this chick.
She's hopefully, great. Some guy.
She's fucking this chick looks.
Hopefully,
good.
Maybe this chick will be into pissing on you and stuff.
I think so. I think she's freaky. I haven't really broached it yet, but.
Well, that's gonna take a little while. I think the whole pissing on you thing.
I don't know.
What do you think? What do you think about the cum though? Is she grossed out by her?
No, she's fine. It's never come out of her. So.
Oh yeah, you do it inside.
Nice. You're missing out, bud. Well, she's not a virgin.
I'd be so pissed if you had a kid before me. I'd be fucking bummed.
I'd be a lot more bummed, trust me. Fucking trust me. No kids. Just check out. She's on birth control. She said she's on birth control. She better be.
Oh, that'd be so fucking twisted if she wasn't.
I'm doing a Hail Mary. Film it.
I would fucking been watching TV the past couple days because I was off. I actually had a vacation. It was nice. I should have taken off Saturday. It would have been 5 days in a row I was off, but fucking. It sucked going back to work. Monday?
Yeah.
Yesterday? I was just like, ugh. And then sitting in Scott's office doing all that. And he's like, you know, so how's it going? Like, do you like doing the two jobs? I'm like, yeah. You know, in my head, I'm like, yeah, the money's nice, but, like, it's a lot of pressure, dude. It's like I got to run, like, a lot of shit.
Yeah.
You know? And I don't mind it because it depends. It's not like it's that much pressure. Like, think about it. I'm up on leagues, everything. And it's very easy because I have, you know, like, it's your job if you did it. For another year, you probably, well, that's a shitty comparison. Just, I'm saying is, like, I have everything. It's like, if someone were to come in and do my job, they'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But, like, I have it underneath such control because I've done it for so long that it's, like, really simple. Yeah. You know?
You got it streamlined.
Basically. And
that's good, Brian.
Which is nice. Which is good. I get less.
It's nice. Galunga, galunga.
I don't think there's ever going to be raises at that place, though. Got very tight on money.
Oh, is he right?
He just said we're so top heavy with management, which we are. I mean, think about how many like management people are there.
Yeah.
I mean, like Marty, Scott, John, Dan, me, Ruby, Junior, Shauna. We just hired a new person.
That's like more than like the fucking desk workers.
That's what I'm saying, right? And like, but the weird thing is, like, who can you really get rid of? Well, maybe Dan or John.
Yeah.
And maybe don't consider Ruby and Junior managers. Just call them like a supervisor.
Yeah.
That close. I mean, there's all these ways to cut money there. I don't want to say it because then it fucks me.
Yeah.
Like, if they got rid of Junior, I could easily just close.
Yeah.
And I don't need another manager there. That would save a lot of money, but I don't want to fucking close.
Yeah.
It's it. I mean,
I'm sure they know. They probably are aware of that, too. They're just.
Yeah. they're okay with what I do, and they don't want to add extra responsibilities.
Yeah.
Well, I said, remember when they fucked Cheese in that raise? And she didn't. When you got a raise, she didn't.
Yeah.
Which is, like, fucked up because she's doing Marty's job and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, now with this, like, tip thing, she's going to get a percentage of the tips that she never got before.
Yeah.
So, like, good for her. That'll be, like, a raise. Because think about it. If she gets 10% of tips from every party, that's a good, what, $60 in a weekend?
Yeah.
For, you know what I mean? Yeah. That's not bad. Especially during Christmas and, like, those fucking private parties where they tip out, like, $500.
Yeah.
So.
I wonder if we'll make any tonight.
I got fucking nothing. Here's my goal. I'm going to text her later. Remember that the special for tonight? The thing is, the special is you pay in advance.
Yeah.
So if we booked up the whole thing with specials, we don't have to do anything tonight.
Yeah.
We just stand there and hand out party hats and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. All right.
I'm going to finger blast my chick.
You never worked in New Year's. I'm going to tell you right now. don't give out the horns until midnight because those fucking kids will be nonstop with them.
Oh, okay, yeah.
The noisemakers.
This is gonna stink.
You gotta give out. We'll give out the hats and the tiaras and all that shit, but
yeah.
No fucking horns. I've learned that the first year I worked there, I gave them out 6 o'clock. By 7 o'clock, I was like crying. Like, why did I do that?
Is she coming tonight? Or is she coming to hang?
No, she has her like annual party with her friends. They do at her friend's house. Really?
She's not gonna come when the ball drops to give you a fucking smooch.
I haven't been with an actual girlfriend or girl for New Year's in 11 years.
Holy shit, really?
Yeah.
She wasn't there that night at the last, because the last time I was, it was the slob.
Well, she was, remember, she was there for until like 9 o'clock. Then she went to her, they do like a thing with her friends for like the last 10 years. Since they're like little kids. So I don't.
They all take a fucking shower together.
Yeah.
Fucking rub those fucking pussy. Sorry.
They take dumps. Sorry. Sorry. This sorry, cheese. She's not fucking
listening.
She
doesn't listen.
She hates it. She hates us.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but that's maybe why New Year's is never like a big deal to me. I mean, I drink every day of my life, so, like, Tom's grandfather says it's amateur hour.
Yeah.
For, you know, alcoholics. And then, I don't know, like, kiss my girlfriend, or I do that enough. You know, I don't know, I'm being cynical about it, but New Year's is really not a big deal. And I hate that, was Florentine talking about it? I kind of heard it, but I hate the idea of, like, resolutions and that kind of shit.
Yeah.
That's
stupid.
Because now, you know what? It's going to piss you off because now the gym's going to be fucking crowded for a month.
Exactly, I know. That's why I wanted to go yesterday so fucking bad.
And like all these fucking gym every crag year. And these fat fuck places are all going to have.
And it, literally, it's a month and it's done. It, like the fucking population by February 1st. You should do the exact opposite.
You should cut off working out for a month and then
I know, no shit. I should. It fucking drives me crazy.
You're like, you're that 10% that gyms hate because you actually use your membership.
They hate it. No, what difference does it make?
Because
I stay and I keep paying year after year, though.
Yeah, I know. But here's the thing: is like, since you've been there so long, you're at a lower rate than when you first started.
Yeah.
Like these people who go in there, that's what I talked to this guy. I had a teleconference, and it was about like just recreational stuff and business. And he owns like some strange amount of gyms. I don't know if it's 24 Fitness or something. One of like the CEOs. And it was like trying to build bowling and stuff, and how do you make more money? And basically, the whole thought was 90% of people who sign up for a gym membership only use it once.
Yeah.
And they pay that like $500-$600. So it was like, the idea is like, how do you get someone in the bowling alley who only is going to come in once and spend $100? You know, that's sort of like the thought. I mean, it's a different situation.
Yeah.
But what if you had, like Scott's thought was, what if you had a year-long pass for bowling and it was $1,000?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Now, how many of our regulars, they really abuse it? But then there's probably some people who wouldn't use it at all. It's a different situation, I think, with the gym and with bowling. You know, we're a little more hands-on.
Yeah.
You know, it's like if you paid for a fucking trainer once a week and you didn't use it, you're kind of an asshole. Mm-hmm. You know? But, yeah, that's to own a gym.
Pardon my French.
The two things that, like, I'd love to own would be a gym or a parking lot. Because it's just, like, free money.
What about a gym in a parking lot, motherfucker?
Dude, that's a great idea.
Should do it.
We make
it's as good as your Hitler's fucking sitcom.
Yeah, like I had another idea today too. Oh fuck, I forgot it. It was a good. How many reds do you want, and who want? Okay, I'll have to handle that later. So I've been watching.
Ooh, big fucking business deals coming through.
This fucking
watch out.
You don't watch commercials. You're frustrated by them, but
I fucking hardly watch TV.
All right,
it's for faggots.
These SPCA commercials. I'm like, I want to like sue them. It's like just dogs with like no eyes.
Or like it's a Sarah McLachlan song.
Yeah, yeah. And the cats are like burnt. And I'm just like, oh my God. I'm just like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
You know? And you're not an animal guy, but who like beats up an animal? Like you're a fucking asshole.
Yeah. No, black people and Mexican people. Sorry.
If a big fucking dog was coming at me, I'd, you know, smack it in the face. But I'm not like getting a chihuahua and fucking kicking it.
Yeah.
That's just
Mexicans and blacks, I'm telling you, they're the worst fucking pet owners.
I think white trash are like really bad.
Yeah, those guys too.
Because they have a lot of and they have weird animals. Like your dad. Like your dad's not white trash.
Snipe!
But yeah, like snikes and shit, and they probably don't feed them.
Yeah.
You know, or it's fucking it's pathetic. People beat up women are assholes, but sometimes that's deserved.
Yeah.
But people beat up animals, it's like not deserved.
Yeah.
It just I was thinking.
So my brother ended up with a dog, and he said he was fucking driving home because he was near the border, and he saw these like Mexican kids. They were like fucking kicking this puppy down, like kicking it down the road. And he said he was ready to fucking pull his gun on him. He was so fucking pissed.
Oh,
he said he almost beat the shit out of him, and he fucking took it home. Now the thing's fucking huge.
Yeah,
it's fucking.
What kind of dog is it?
It's some kind of like beagle.
You know what
something
you
mix.
You know what
it's,
you
well,
said
like a hound, it's some kind of like hound-ish.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it's big. Its fucking tail is like 4 feet long.
You know what you should have said to those guys? You killed fucking a doggy!
Yeah.
That doesn't make, really make any sense.
Well, I could if you shot him.
All right. No, but, all right. There's two... Oh, yeah. Now, there's something... All right. This is Brandon Feels Bad segment on the show. There's two times I, like, abused an animal that I feel bad about, but I'll admit to it.
Uh-oh.
I was with Jeremy Ramsey.
Of course.
And he was, like, lighting firecrackers on a frog.
Oh, yeah. Everyone... That was always a classic.
Okay. Which, afterwards, I'm kind of like, guys... And then like, after Beavis and Butthead, they, like, hit it with a baseball bat. I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah.
You know, I don't... I honestly don't think I took a swing at it, but I could have. I fucking feel bad. But, okay, that's one. And then the second one was Eric Reinheimer. He had, like, a gerbil or a hamster.
Reinheimer!
No, I don't think it's...
It just sounds like a psycho.
Oh, here, I'm going to show you. This is a visual thing for the part. But, like, they take it and then they go like this and, like, toss him against the wall. But not, like, hard. They just, like, toss him like you're tossing a kid.
Yeah.
But, I mean, who knows? It probably didn't feel good for the thing.
I'm sure it didn't.
You know, but it's not like I took it and whipped it across the fucking room.
Pussy. Should have.
But then it's good. Just picking up a fucking, like, a hamster and just gunning it across the room. That'll be in the Hitler one. That'll be in the Hitler sitcom. That's, like, his thing he does to wake him up. He fucking throws hamsters. He throws animals at the guy's door. It gerbils. They're, like, roommates.
Oh, yeah. That's all right.
In the gulags.
Yeah.
Where they grew up. Was he poor, Hitler? Yeah.
He was, like, working class.
Yeah? Yeah. All right. I'm working on this. It's Hitler sitcom.
He grew up on the Rhine River.
There's no way that would ever get made, right? The Hitler sitcom?
They said that, allegedly there's a story when he was a little kid that he was with his friends and these kids dared him to try to pee in a billy goat's mouth, and the billy goat bit, like, the fucking whole end of his dick off and, like, fucked him up, like, for the rest of his life. And that's a lot where maybe some of his, like, craziness came.
Shut up.
I swear to God, I'm not kidding. I know so many fucking strange Hitler facts. Remember I told you that the first time I ever hung out with fucking...
This guy knows a little too much about
Hitler.
Yeah,
there you go.
I remember you said that, and we're all like, ew!
Yeah,
like,
yeah. As soon as you said that, I was like, oh.
He doesn't listen to the show, does he?
Nah.
All right, I'm starting to really get the feeling the guy's a skunk, dude.
Yeah, me too. Which really stinks. That's too bad.
It's like that part of Step Brothers, where, like, he's going to hire him, and he farts. He goes, now the tuxedos seem kind of fucked up. That's a joke.
There was some part, I was walking through the grocery store yesterday, and I fucking started just laughing, like, to myself, and had this giant smirk on my face that I couldn't get off.
That shut up essay?
No, it was something else. Some other thing I thought of that was so fucking stupid. Every time I see it, there's one part that sticks out that I feel.
I like lick that white dog shit. That's one of my favorite lines.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, what was it? There's something else in there that made me laugh. I don't know.
I also, Christmas present wise, I got a Nutribullet, which is like the Magic Bullet blender, but it's for like green drink, which I buy, which is $7 for a bottle of it, so it's actually going to save me money.
Green drink?
Yeah. Stand up. Drank. Oh, we had that conversation yesterday, didn't we? That's like the best song about drinking ever.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
That Swimming Pools by Kendrick Lamar. Fucking album rules.
Yeah.
Everyone else has like a different song that they like. That's how good it is. You know, it's one of those.
Yeah.
You know what else is really good, and I hate to admit to it? That new Drake album is fucking awesome.
Yeah. How new is it? Is it like brand new?
Well, like let's say 3-4 months, but like every song is basically a single. I think it's difficult in this day and age where you have an album where it's actually the entire album is good.
Yeah.
You haven't had that like in, what, 8-9 years? And I'll tell you, like in hip hop, that was like Nelly and Little John. When they fucking put out double albums and there's 6 good songs on it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like.
What? I hate double. Has there ever been a fucking. I think we're talking about this.
Wu-Tang Forever.
I don't know. I never heard the whole thing.
All Eyes on Me. Life After Death and Notorious B.I.G. That 1 year, that only. All right, that was 1995. Just that 1 year. Biggie, Tupac, Wu-Tang all put out double albums, and they're all fucking good.
Holy shit.
Now, here's the thing.
That's a rap cornucopia.
Now, and and Bone Thugs and Harmony put out a double. But now but that one kind of sucked. On all those albums, if, let's say, Tupac would have cut out, like, 6 songs and made just and Wu-Tang would have cut out, like, some of their, like, little interludes and bullshit, they would have been, like, masterpieces.
Yeah.
But now, you notice none of those are considered their best albums, but if they just would have combined them, you know?
Yeah.
That was like Jay-Z The Blueprint 2. Fucking stunk. It was a double album of shit. It just... Who wants to listen to this? That's all. The whole time I listened to it, I'm like... Then he put out the Black Album. It was only 11 songs. Perfect.
Yeah.
And every song was fucking good. I don't know. I mean, is that like that in rock music?
I've only seen like... I think... Fuck, there's only one I can think of that ever came out. And it was fucking awful. And it was a follow-up to like... Still one of my favorite albums of fucking of all time. that was like a, just a perfect album. And then they came out with a double disc one, and I was like, maybe five songs and the whole thing were good. It was fucking horrendous. There's like 32 songs or something.
That plays right into your black people take themselves way too seriously. It's like, do we need two discs of this? You're just gonna put another CD out next year.
Yeah.
Just make the good stuff, man.
Yeah. That's the good stuff.
It's the good. And another thing on the Wu-Tang. If I see another motherfucker with a Wu-Tang shirt on, I'm so glad you didn't buy me one. I'm like, I'm that guy now. I don't even want, like,
they are all of a sudden, they're like, every fucking
San Diego are like, dude, I was going to get this Wu-Tang shirt. I'm like, I'm glad you didn't. You know? Because he goes, I probably might have said this on the air, but Piss goes, yeah, it's sure like Wu-Tang Forever, like the Drake song.
Yeah, you're telling me that.
I want to fucking
jump Venice in this. Beach, all those Venice Beach shops, now they have like 2 and 3 Wu-Tang shirts at all.
They would not know one guy. They're
just blown up out here somehow.
I go, no, I'll explain. I go, what, name a dude in the Wu-Tang Clan. And they go, Raza? Oh, just give me a knife right now, you fucks. I'm like, you've even heard a Wu-Tang song? They're like, no. I'm like, it's the logo.
They're like, Raekwon, the
Wu-Tang W. Everyone thinks it's fucking, it is. It's one of the best logos ever. Yeah, it's
black and yellow. But it's cool looking.
And they started selling them at American Apparel or Urban Outfitters or something. They started selling them there. Everyone started wearing them. Like, oh, that's a cool logo. Now everyone buys a shirt with the Wu-Tang. Fucking Big Mike has one. I'm going to choke him. I'm like, dude, don't play into that, dude.
Dude, I like the Wu-Tang.
He has the same one you have, by the way.
Yeah. I love Method Sam.
I'm just angry about that. Method Sam? Oh, yeah.
That's good. I love the Gaza Strip.
What's that guy? Gremlin face something?
What's that, Belladonna?
Hey, you should change his name then. Yeah, see, that's a confusing thing. I mean, what is you guy doing nowadays? He lives down the street, or Inspector Deck. Get him on the podcast and be like, is Campanella like in the group? Because it always just says featuring. Why isn't he just like in the group?
Yeah.
Or like after ODB,
it's kind of like Jimmy with ONA. His name's not actually N ONA. It's
that. I heard him talk about that though. That he said that there was offered at one time and like, but they were branded ONA, so they didn't want to change it.
Yeah. They did. They said that they brought him in because at the time. They were fighting so bad they were about to like split up and not do the show anymore. They're like, we need a third person in here, because when he's not there,
how long did they get him? Did they get him like when Artie was on?
I was listening right when he became like a regular. I still remember when he was like kind of new, because I remember hearing the one on the party bus when he got arrested with fucking Louis Black, because they drove through New York City with this bus full of naked chicks and they're all hanging their tits out the window, and they went past fucking Bill Clinton's motorcade, and the fucking the mayor of New York like arrested him, and shit, like shut him down. Like, cops, like, swarmed on him. They're like, get the fuck out of here.
Oh, okay. Holy fuck. I was going to listen back and be like, what the hell ever happened to that story? The fucking hipster guy from the bowling alley. The story that happened.
Sorry.
That's right. No,
good callback, dude.
I know. See, you're right. Maybe when I do it sober, it is better.
See?
I remember shit. Anyways, so he goes, hey, man, like, how... Hey, man, don't go in there. They're fumigating. He says, who runs the music here? And I'm like, oh man, like, does this guy want a DJ? He's gonna want a card for guys. You know, that's normally like when someone asks about the music,
They
want a DJ there and shit. I'm like, it's just this music system, and I point to the computer, which it is. It's called the Bowling Music Network for all of you out there who don't work at bowling alleys. So 100% of the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
You pick the genre and it played. So he's like, oh, okay. He goes, well, that kind of makes sense. And I'm like, I'm still trying to figure out. This has been like a month. I'm trying to figure out the story. He's like, well, I came in here with my girlfriend. She's fucking hot. She's a porn star. He goes, I'm not even going to tell you her name because you'd, like, freak out. I'm like, okay.
Oh, God. Shithead.
And so he's like, but she's hot, but she's also just, like, kind of stupid. I'm like, well, that makes sense. He's like, yeah, right? And he's like, so we're bowling. And I had asked the guy to play a song, whoever the guy, and they wouldn't do it. And he's like, she walked up to the front and showed the guy her tits, and they played the song. So I...
Holy fuck.
So then in my mind, I'm like, well, obviously it's a Junior or Ruby who would do it. Well, maybe Ruby, but. So it's got to be like Piss, Diego, Henry. I'm trying to think who works. James with James, you know. A little light loafers. So I asked
Piss. He's like,
I asked Piss and Diego, and they're like,
no. Call the cops on
I asked Henry and Diego. I got to ask Piss. And they're like, no. I'm like, dude, I'm not getting upset. And they're like, no, seriously. They're like, we'd like to have seen that. And I'm like, okay. So then I guess these black guys are at the couches there. And they're, like, saying something to her. And now this little story gets very odd. And I kind of don't know what he's talking about. But I'm like, listen, I'm interested in the story.
How long ago was this? This was this week?
This is, like, about a month ago. Actually. I don't know why I never told you this. And so he's like, so I come back up, put the shoes down, and my girlfriend goes to the bathroom. And this other girl comes out, and she looks really, like, razzled. And she, like, runs outside and drops her cell phone. Then my girlfriend comes out and goes to pick up the cell phone, but the girl, like, charges and grabs it from her before, like, the girlfriend can get it.
Yeah.
And out of the bathroom, the three black guys walk out. So I'm like, so what did she say happened? She's like, well, I guess we went in there and we started, the two girls started playing with the other's pussies as the black guys were watching. And I'm like, what? All right, really? But I'm like, that's what she said. Like, that could, he's like, I know her. And, like, that probably would happen. And it was all in the women's room, too, with three black guys.
The porn star wasn't playing with the pussy. She was watching two other girls?
No, the porn star.
Oh, she was one of them.
And the chick who was with the black guys was doing, okay. But the chick with the black guys kind of freaked out. And bounced. All right. And then, and so.
Oh, my God. So that story sounds hot.
Then he does a, he says, well, yeah, I probably, like, shouldn't think anything's ever going to happen with us. I should just, you know, fuck her once in a while. I'm like, yeah.
He's just telling you this? Like, just some random.
He came in, and he just wanted,
this is like the bro day.
He's doing, like. He comes to the desk. He's like, hey, it was really slow. It was like during the week.
Was he a young guy?
I said he was like maybe a year or two older than us, but he was like real, like, trying to be a young guy. Yeah. Like he's trying to be like he's 25, but he's like 37, and like us.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
And
someone else I know.
So me. He's kind of walking around. He's just like looking around. I'm like, hey, you need help? He's like, well, can I tell you a story? I'm like, all right, you know, I'm into, you know, I was bored. And so he tells me, he's like, so I'm just kind of retracing my steps, and now it all kind of makes sense. Like, what happened? I still don't know.
So did you ever find out? Did you ever? You never got to find out?
No, who saw the bits? Don't. I think he made that up. I think this guy.
But you asked all the parties involved. Yeah. And they were like, no one.
Except for Piss. But Piss would have told me.
I explained to Jackie Piss last night, and she laughed so hard she had like tears in her eyes.
How did you explain?
It? Just that you came up with the name that we call him Piss. She thought that was so fucking funny. She's like, I gotta fucking meet this kid. I was like, yeah.
You know,
it took like 5 minutes to explain like Piss's entire existence to her. She was like fascinated.
And I think when you meet him, you're kind of like. That's not a bad nickname for her. I don't know why.
And then I was like, when we go to the bathroom, we gotta take a Chris, and she like almost spit her fucking water up.
Or it's Mary Pissmas. you know who discovered America?
Christopher Columbus.
Yep. All right. Sorry. Was it Chris Columbus a director?
He was.
Did he direct Home Alone?
Yep. He wrote a lot of stuff too. He wrote Dutch. Oh, did he direct Dutch too? No, I think. John Hughes, I think, wrote it, and Chris Columbus directed.
Okay. Yeah.
Dutch fucking rules.
I kind of think he did the first Harry Potter.
I think, yeah.
The first or second, because he always like more family friendly. Then they went dark. They went with Alfonso Cuarón. You know, he did this third one.
That was
like the best one.
Yeah.
Everyone argues with me that it's not. I'm like, it's the shortest.
I heard a lot of people say that the fucking third one's the best.
It's the shortest. It's the most concise, and it's like it's fucking.
Is that the introduction that Gary Oldman character everyone loves too?
Yes. Seriously.
He's like, Harry Potter, the white way, the winter one.
Give him a Lucas Min. Or Lucas Min. Because
he went.
Dude, both his time was like, Scott, can you say the whole word men?
I'm like, is that what Gary Oldman does? I just never noticed. And he cuts the words in half. Like half a syllable.
Anyways, I kind of feel that this
another dude, guy tracker.
This guy didn't, I don't think any of this happened. I think this guy was probably kind of fucking either baked or like had a bunch of booze in him and kind of made this all up.
That's fucking weird. There's so many fucking wackos out there.
I do, but
why is everybody?
He says she must have showed her tits to the guy running the music, and I'm like, but he had no factual reason why.
Yeah.
You know, she could have just came up to play a song. And we're like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't have to show her.
And then why wouldn't he say who she was? He obviously wanted you to know.
You know, and I almost like how we used to do with teeth, where I didn't sleep at all, but we don't ask him about it. We just let it go. That's why I was like, oh, okay. I didn't even like question it. Because I know that's what he wanted. It's like, is she this person? Is she that person? You know?
Yeah.
And by
a point. Yeah, I know. I love not taking the bait. I love doing it with people. It drives them nuts. And they always break down until, well, I guess this guy held fucking strong, but they always break down.
I can tell you. A porn star could be someone in a college rules video.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a Bella Anderson.
Yeah, that's true. She's so fucking hot. She's my fucking favorite.
I watched this fucking porno the other day. I don't even know. It's a CFNM one. And it's this girl, and she's giving a happy ending. It's a Jessica Bangkok. She's like actually a porn star. And she's giving a guy a happy ending, but she's like bored. She's jerking off. She's like, why won't you come? And she's like yelling at him. I don't know why I like turned.
Really?
I was like, wait. This guy had a fucking 16-inch cock.
Really?
She put two hands on it and could fit another two. I'm like, what the fuck is that, dude? How do you even wear underwear with that?
This is a giant cock. Yeah. I liked.
What part was that on Boogie Night? Or is that when they're shooting like the? Oh,
it's just like his pants. Introduction to his.
This is a giant cock.
All the heads tilt. See it. I've been in those college ones a lot lately, where like they just start fucking in a dorm, and there's like
They spin like a wheel, and all of a sudden everyone's naked. And they're
not
fucking...
not that. No, more like natural. It's got to be more like natural looking. Like it actually like so, like two people just got drunk and just kind of started fucking. Everyone's like watching. I like those.
Yeah, I like those too.
Those are good times.
I'm telling you because there's a part of me that thinks that they're not. Not that they're not paid, but that they're not like stars. Like they're actually just fucking.
It could be.
You know,
because they definitely all got paid to do it. They got it.
But I'm because like most of, the, I mean, think about it, like some of the dudes are like fat, and got tiny dicks. Some of the chicks are kind of like, busted. Yeah. Like,
they should start doing it and shooting it with like iPhone, so it looks more real, so you could sell it as a more real thing. Like they're all, obviously all like porn actors, but like try to make it look even more
grainy and shitty.
Yeah, that'd be fucking good.
I like that. Like, but I said that College Rules was the first one that did it.
Yeah,
they offered $50,000 for like the winning video. So, like, people would submit these videos. I think the best one, there's two of them. I like, there's one where, well, there's a lot of them. You've probably seen them because they're all, like, the one, this chick has glasses and, like, a blue tree man shirt on, but she's got big fucking titties, and she sucks his dick and takes it anally, and then just he blasts all over her face. That's one
the
thing.
One, that, the one chick that's always in them? That one, like, Mexican kind of girl?
No, I know what you're talking about, though.
I love her.
I watched one the other day, and it's two, there's six dudes lined up.
Yeah.
Three on each side, and these girls are having, like, a blowjob contest. They got to make the guy come. They go to the next guy.
Yeah.
That, for some reason, I
my kind of contest.
I would never be into it, but it would turn me on for some reason.
You know what Kurt Russell would say to that?
What?
You can't have a blowjob contest. He's gonna come all over your face.
That's the one thing that well, all right. Your opinion on this? The one reason I would think that is fake and not actual real sex. Is almost in all those college videos, they drop it on the girl's face. Like, that's really hard in real life to get a girl to allow that.
Yeah.
But maybe these are all younger kids, and they're kind of used to watching videos where that's okay.
Yeah.
But, like, I've asked Shauna to do it, and it's just not happening.
Yeah, come on.
But why
face.
Do I
want
to...
You're talking about this. I can't,
why do I want to do it,
I was talking about her. She's like, no one's ever come on my face or even on my tits. And I'm like, well, we can change that pretty fast. But...
How are the tits out of the bra?
Nice.
Yeah?
They're nice, yeah.
Come on.
Nice everything. Good, like good shit.
How about her ass cheeks?
Great, it's nice.
It's shallow good. Asshole, or did you eat her asshole out?
No, not yet. Oh,
is that the next step?
Yeah, I'll get to it. Yeah. Maybe tonight.
Man, you're really pounding this bitch, huh?
I know. Did it's you fucking
pound,
fun.
Did you pound her last night?
Fuck yeah.
You do a dog?
I thought you heard us. We were fucking loud as fuck.
I know.
Oh, my niggas be loud as fuck.
I never heard that. That was a good one. I never really hear you guys.
Yeah.
No. Well, what day was it that you the first time you fucked her?
Oh, I like that she's like light now. It's so nice to have a fucking chicken like shape.
She's not even. I would say she's not even that light. She's just so much lighter. She's not fat, but
yeah.
She's not like.
Yeah, she's like weight's proportion to her size.
She's not like 100 pounds. She's like a. She's a healthy.
But she, compared to the fucking boulder that is the slob, she's like a fucking basketball.
You can kind of like fucking throw her. Is she like a physical?
Not really. Not yet so much, but.
She doesn't like to slap in the face.
What
was like the rudest thing you ever did to the slob that like you were almost kind of like taken aback by? Like did you? I thought you said you slapped her really hard in the face because she wanted it.
Yeah, I've slapped it pretty good.
Like, did she have a mark?
I have a feeling this chick will sink to that. I think she likes this kind of shit too.
No, I'm saying, did you like hit her that hard that there was like a mark or like startled her?
No, I don't think so.
But you choked. Okay, how about choke?
I put handcuffs on her before and I smacked her and shit. Yeah.
Dude, you're gonna miss a slob unless this chick is in.
No, this chick's pretty. Because it's fucking sexy to slob.
Well, okay, pretty, but slob peed on you.
This chick will
slob peed on you.
This chick will do it all. Just a slob squirted and it was fun. Not so much. It more just like
the gimmick of
just
it was
came
cool.
out a lot. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. The slob deep throated you, right?
Not so much, but this chick, no gag reflex. Fuck, I hope she doesn't hear this. God damn it.
Yeah, but
sorry.
Jake, that record, good for you if that's the case.
Yeah, I know.
I've been trying to keep it down, but sometimes it's hard around like Tree Man and Scott not to talk podcast stuff.
Oh yeah.
So like I try to.
I know.
I'm like on the show that I don't know what I'm talking. Did you see me do that?
Yeah. I stopped myself like three fucking times. I don't want her to fucking. If I can keep it down for like another month or two, that like. I won't have so many slob stories because I'm trying to not even have her know about the slob. I know she's gonna find it out somehow. Something's gonna happen.
Another question is: wouldn't it be funny if they knew each other?
Did I talk about what's her name calling me? The other chick? Did that happen between?
On the last one we did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but
because now she likes all my Instagram pictures and shit. Because I had her blocked on my Instagram.
Like the weird gay guy who likes all mine of you, no shirt.
Yeah.
His weird Asian...
I got a fucking gay fan.
This weird Asian guy, he goes, everyone in my picture that I hashtag gay, it's normally with Luke. And he just writes, cool. He just writes, cool. If he's doing it as a joke, that's the fucking... It's like that guy who pulled that shit on you with, what's his name? Kevin Pollak? Yeah, Kevin Pollak. He's doing that. Like, that's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
I love this kid. It's like, I don't know my ABCs. That's the guy's name. Which I can't believe that wasn't taken. He's following like 10 people and I'm one of them. It's so weird. I don't know who the fuck this guy is.
It's because you hashtag gay all the time, bro.
Yeah, I thought that'd get me more followers. But then I think that they realize I'm doing it as a goof.
Yeah, more like swallowers.
So last Christmas present I got was from Piss and Diego. It was a hat that said doggy on it because we say doggy all the time.
Yeah.
So, all right, I don't want to be that guy that like, I started everything, but I'm curious. If they're selling, they didn't have that made. That hat existed. Someone, the company actually made a hat that said doggy on it. And we've been saying that for, what, a good year?
Yeah.
Now, obviously, I'm not going to take credit for the fucking word doggy.
Obviously, I'm not going to take credit. That's what Kurt Russell said.
All right. Can I interview Kurt Russell on
the cover? Can I answer the phone like that all night?
All right, it's fine.
What do you want? It's a bowling alley.
Can you write a scale with Kurt Russell and you be that character? That's funny. I like that. Yeah, you can wear my fucking Big Trouble in Little China shirt.
All right. It'll be like outtakes or something. It'll be like behind the scenes. Like
Of the Hitler sitcom?
Yeah. Oh, and I can get what's his name to play John Carpenter? Tim from the fucking...
that'd be funny. Behind the scenes of one of their movies?
That's going to be tough. Not only anyone's going to get that, but I'll try.
That'd be really funny. Oh, doggy. I'm not saying we invented the fucking word.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, is it as popular that it would have a hat out? I mean, like, we were saying it to be dicks.
They might have got it made for you at the mall.
I guess when they said they sold it, and they're out of stock of the one for you that they bought you.
Oh.
So, I don't know. I mean, it's... Maybe they did get it made. But I feel like a prick.
That was my first thought, because I'm like, I don't know, people make a fucking... They'll make a hat out of anything.
I'm sure Piss will be in there. I'll ask. Remind me to ask him tonight if he had it made or if it came like that. I could have swore I asked him. He said, no, it came like that.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I go to the bodega. Again, I think 2014 might be the year of doggy. That's what I'm getting to.
I think 2013 was.
No, but I think it's going to be even more widespread.
Oh, you mean like social, like in society?
Yeah, like swag and YOLO. It's going to, what does Piss say, though? It's going to be doggy. Not just for us, because obviously you've heard us say doggy for the last 18 months.
Pretty soon, like some like... The Doggy, some shitty rap song that's like that same beat that you love is like doom doom. It's like I can't describe it, but they all have the same like cadence to them.
It's a weird, I think what you're talking like fucking problems, all those songs that I like that.
Fucking Problems moves a little more, but these other ones it's just like a bass beat.
It's a heavy bass beat with like a cool layer and that's it. Yeah. There's nothing to it.
Yeah, it's basically just so it sounds awesome in your car.
Yeah. And it's just some guy and he has like one good line like blowing kisses at you at my pussy lips, something like that.
Pussy lips.
But how would Kurt Russell say that line?
What? She's blowing kisses at me with her pussy lips.
Okay, we might be onto something here. What if Kurt Russell did a whole rap song or something? I fucking love this character.
Thanks, man.
Oh, man. You should do...
He does that a lot in Overboard. It's just like
you should do like the Kevin Pollak thing, how he does walking. You should do a whole like 20-minute show as Kurt Russell.
I wish I was that good.
Kurt Russell like interviewing somebody. That one I think you could keep going on. Because what's the one, like Rob Bass you stumble on sometimes? There's another one you stumble on sometimes because you only like can say like a couple words. I'm trying to think now. Your Christopher Walken's pretty good.
No, it's not. I wish it was. It seems so easy to do, but I just can't fucking get it.
There was one impression you did, and we're like, who the fuck else does this impression?
Maybe Stanley.
Oh, yeah, Stanley.
Yeah, Stanley's pretty good.
That's my favorite. But see, that's one that you have a crutch. You say extra. You can't do a Stanley thing without saying extra power.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Well, it's like the catchphrase. It's like Cherry, because she's still Facebook for an Instagram friend. Anytime I ever like write something in the Stan Lee voice, she'll always comment and be like, "It's like my favorite character you do."
Oh, it's funny.
Every fucking time. She's like, I miss Stan Lee.
I wish you had done a Duvall part 2 and Kurt Russell.
I still want to do
Kurt
that
Russell
one.
And Stan Lee.
I want to still do that one about the fucking that baby monkey video. And like, I want to have the whole thing like three screen, like a pick stitch thing where there's like three. And like, there's one on the phone and the other guy on the phone. And at the bottom, it's just the video playing the entire time of that stupid monkey. So it's all happening like at once. It'd be fucking. And then like the wife is just yelling at him off camera, like, Robert, stop bothering people. Like, shut up. And he's just like yelling. I think it'd be fucking good. But
well, maybe
it's
now
like so much work.
Now you'd have to have something a little more topical because baby.
Topical.
Baby monkey's like fucking 3 years old, but.
Yeah, but it's still like famous.
What episode is this?
This is 121.
So we need episode 156. It'd be 3 years.
Yeah, I guess.
Well,
156, why?
It's 52 times 3. There's 52 weeks in a year. We do every week. Come on, man. What is this fucking quantum physics, bud?
Yeah. Might as well be for me. I'm a fucking retard.
Yeah, no shit. I didn't tell you guys this one. I told Luke, but this is... I know he doesn't listen, but we were at Kelly's party. And, well, Luke, he's become my new, like... We find the new person and, like, how do you explain this person? Like, Treeman...
Yeah.
Treeman, Big Mike, Shervin, you know? Which I found out that Kelly, what I was telling you at the bar, he said 6 months working on Shervin to, like, get him to get a job and act and shit. And, yeah. Like, he just did none of it.
Yeah.
He was
aggravating. He was a fucking dick.
Kelly said he made him a budget to, like, save money and stuff and still smoke cigarettes and everything. And, like, the next day bought, like, all this In-N-Out for people.
It's so aggravating.
There's something wrong with them. That's why.
Yeah, I know. How many people do you know like that? They don't fucking do anything.
Tony Leon.
That's why even fucking Jagger's like, she's like, you're like the only like group of people that like, you guys actually like talk do, like do the shit you say you're gonna fucking do. Like everyone I know says they're gonna do all this kind of shit. And no one actually fucking does it. She's like, it's ridiculous.
You know what I?
So I'll give us that much.
Do you think there's a part where like we lucked into it? Just. You work at a camera place.
Oh, yeah. No, totally.
And you just meet people.
Yeah. So many people got cameras. So many people got cameras nowadays. You just go on Craigslist. But, like, yeah, it definitely helps. We're like, yeah, we had the right combination of elements. Right place, right time. Fucking big cocks.
I seriously can't believe we didn't start podcasting earlier. I guess we just didn't know.
We were going to remember, but then we're like, so many people fucking have one. But now half the people everyone I knew had one, and now at this point, I don't know anyone that still does. Like Jordan had one.
Sharkface.
Keith and fucking Sharkface had one. I guess that's it, but still, that's a bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, Keith and Sharkface. They,
I didn't like. Would they get 50 episodes, maybe?
They had a lot. No, they only got like 20 some. And two of them were me. I was on one, and then
I still want to hear that when you and me were on. That was awesome.
Oh, you got to listen. If you could find it. I think Teeth still has it. So if we ever see him, we can ask him. But you just... I got so warm in there, you just keep calling me Lobster Face and making fun of me. It's like so embarrassing.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I think you were drunk, though, too. Weren't you nervous and you got, like, plastered?
No. No, I mean...
I remember you drinking, like, on the way there.
Yeah, I had like, 3 beers on the way. I'm not getting fucking drunk. But
But didn't we have some there? Didn't they pour us? I don't know.
I brought a six-pack.
That was fun, though. That was cool.
You had you made a drink. You had like Jim Beam and 7-Up in a 7-Up bottle.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That's
like
right.
How we used to sneak it into T Studios, and yeah. he knew every time because we just stunk. Like
I love it. Like he thought he really had the drop. And I was like, by the way, guys, I know there's booze in there. I'm like, I know Keith, we're drinking it right in front of you. Okay, fucking Matlock. Jesus, fucking smartass.
Oh man, remember when he stopped going to gym because he was getting too big?
Yeah. Didn't you say that though? You said I just said something like that recently. Like I started doing it, and I was just getting too big too fast, and I stopped.
No, I was right, Keith. I said my problem is I don't know if it's like adult muscle or something, but my back is like getting big for like no reason. I don't do like any, but it's like it looks weird because I don't like because my chest is just like man tits, but my back.
Yeah, your back is more. That's like mine's like way bigger than anything else because your back is more like way more.
I guess it's
muscle
it just look weird like when I'm like I like look in the mirror the one time.
Chicks like a guy with a big back. Yeah. Some of the guys you're on top of them and then they grab you like oh. That was no reason to go there. None whatsoever.
Yuck.
There was no reason to make a gay joke.
Right now, what's the over under that people hate the Kurt Russell or love it? I'm going. Let me see.
Yeah, but you're huge. It's hard for you because you love fucking Kurt Russell.
I'll give it 100% approval rating. That's what I think.
I don't think I'm gonna.
I mean, but you probably can't do it too much more. But it's I like it.
I think if I get my audio shit back from Dude Bogues tonight, I'll try to get a Kurt Russell sample. I'm doing that. It'll be the intro.
You gotta do get something from Big Trouble in Little China because that's when he does it the most.
I think he does the most in Overboard. It's every fucking other line. Where he's like yelling at the kids or something.
Did you know on that fucking Big Trouble in Little China Blu-ray I got? It has the whole movie commentary with John Carpenter and Kurt Russell together.
Oh, really?
I'm going to fucking watch it one of these days. That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
I've only watched a couple of those, but they're normally pretty fun.
I used to watch them a lot more. I haven't in a long time, but yeah, they're fucking great. The Goodfellas one with Henry and the actual FBI guy who's in the movie, the guy that goes to put him in witness protection. What's his name? Is Ed something?
That's a real guy?
Yeah, it's his real. That was his real parole officer and everything. And it's him and Henry go through the whole thing and talk about it. It's fucking awesome. There's like so many other stories. And the whole thing, all Henry Hill says is like thank God for the FBI, like thank God for you guys, I would have been killed and shit.
You guys
saved my life.
The worst laugh.
Who, Henry Hill?
Yeah, it's like a rat laugh. Ear. When he used to be on Howard.
I remember.
He used to be on Howard a lot. He was always wasted. He had like this really fucking annoying laugh. And he got really up. This is when Howard 101 first started. And they had the Howard 100 News.
Yeah.
And Lisa G, remember? I don't know if you remember any of this shit, but...
I just listened to one the other day where she had to make out with Ronnie.
Oh, okay. They actually had to make out?
Yeah. Yeah. And Ronnie, like, grabbed her ass and shit.
She went down to interview him because he was wasted. And he wants a caramel macchiato. And he says it so fucking... like, caramel macchiato. And she goes, oh, you're disgusting. And she goes upstairs and Howard's like... You know, because she had, like, the microphone. She goes, what do you think he said? You know, you can get... He said he wanted to eat my cunt. And he goes, no, he did. He said he wants a caramel macchiato.
Oh, sure. Really?
Yeah, but she was like so like self-obsessed that he would say something like that.
That's funny.
Anyway, so Kelly.
Is she hot, Lisa G?
She looks like Lisa Loeb.
Oh, okay.
She's got red hair, older, Jewy with the glasses, but skinny.
Yeah.
You know?
I can work with that.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, but she's a little older. Like, she's starting to get the lines, you know?
Yeah.
Smile lines or whatever they say.
So we're both dating chicks 10 years younger than us.
Yeah.
Not bad for us, bud. Not fucking bad.
I told her she's got to deal with me as an old person. I'll deal with her as an old person. Because I'll die first. If not from alcohol poisoning, maybe liver cirrhosis. Yeah, all right, so
hopefully Luke, get hit by a bus way before that.
Yeah, that'd be sweet. Yeah. Kelly, Luke had mentioned on the episode like how he has all kinds of weird like little things. He has them on his fridge too. Did you notice that? He's a little like
this is weird, like little affirmations and shit. Like,
yeah, like Confucius say
quotes. Yeah.
And
Miss Carolina asks,
in a glassed enclosed thing, he has a check written to himself from himself. It says, for my 35th birthday, and it's $28 million. And it's like enclosed.
He's a fucking strange dude.
Because, I mean, I assume because he's like, I'm going to make money by then. And it's like inspiration to do it. I'd say like in the workout field, the guy is very inspired, but... I don't know, like his...
He's going to be a trainer or something. He'd meet a lot more famous people.
I think he wants to be an actor.
He does.
Or he wants to do, like, production and stuff. Try to have him edit one of yours. See how it turns out. Well, no, you
have
see...
Have him do what?
Edit one of your things.
Oh, no.
Does it. He says
That'll take fucking 3 months, too. I'm so tired of this shit. What a fucking waste of time. It's fucking killing me, man.
I can't believe that they...
You know what, though?
They rent out space, like, monthly. Like, they pay, like... $600 a month for like office space that they just film in. That's why everything looks the same because they use. But like, I can't believe they spend that much money just on like a little thing to shoot at.
It doesn't sound very.
Do you know what I mean though?
Yeah, there seems to be an easier, cheaper way to do that.
Yeah, do it at extra camera or something. You know, I'm not saying for him, I'm saying for us.
Yeah.
That's what you gotta. Did you ever explain that to Jackie the Iraqi that. Now, alright, don't take this the wrong way, but they're pretty. They're cheap, the shoots, minus what you spend on costumes and shit.
Yeah, because I write them around where I could film them, generally.
Right, and maybe that's like one of the reasons that they're successful or that you get them done is that like whenever we have the areas to use and stuff.
Yeah.
But no, you did spend a ton of money on like shit, you know.
Yeah.
And
they end up costing
a sound kit.
But they would cost a lot. They could cost a lot more if I wasn't more like pragmatic about them, you know.
No, that, but there's people...
I really want to do the Siri one in the fucking car.
People who are just interested in... I'm GoPros. Like, I'm sweaty, bud. People who are just
I'm like, fucking dying to shoot. I'm like fucking going through withdrawal, dude.
People who are like interested in the content.
Yeah.
You just not. I mean, what was the last person you paid? That guy? Did you even pay him? Kurt?
No, I bought him a bottle. No, I was gonna, and he declined the money. The last guy I paid was a fucking sound guy on the beach. I think he's the last person.
How
I paid.
How much did
you
pay him?
$100. Oh no, I think it was like 60. I think it was like 60.
Alright.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
To be honest with you, that's a really good audio on that.
I know. Yeah, no. I'm glad.
You think it would have been fucked if you would have done it?
I could.
Oh, you could.
I'm in it. Yeah.
Or if I would have done it or something, it would have been fucked.
Yeah.
Hey, I did audio on Ate the Bones.
You know, the audio for the Sherman one audio was turned out really good somehow, and I was getting such bad levels because
who in the fuck
I couldn't get the
that
fucking mic near it.
Someone told me they watch it and they like fucking love it. the Shervin one.
Yeah. That's why I like making a someone like her like totally cold watch it and still see if they laugh, and they still do, and I'm like so happy because they don't know anyone in it. They don't know any of the like the people like we
did
do.
Did she watch Payday?
I don't know if she watched that, but she said she watched all of them. Like she like loved them, and she was like really impressed. She's like, you guys have a lot of like production value and shit, and like most people do this and they fucking sound like crap and they're just like shot all shitty. Like
this is I'm gonna put this chalk this up to the fifth time I've said this. I'm still disappointed in the fucking This Day in History one.
Really?
It looks great. The effects are really cool. It's really funny. It just doesn't hit me. I guess maybe I was...
It didn't until the second or third time I watched it, but I like it. It's all right.
No. I'm sorry. No, it's not. I remember...
It's all right. Funny.
I used to read it and just cry laughing about it? Yeah. Maybe that's why I hyped it up
It definitely was funny. I do think it was funnier on paper. There's a little something missing from it. I can't tell you what.
Both Space Fellas are funnier on paper, too. You know what I think it is? Not Tim. I think Quinn and Josh overacted that one like a lot. Like, oh, and Quinn's like so jittery and shit. Like, there's something about it that just is like a little too much.
Yeah. It came out a lot more like mainstream funny than it didn't have like enough weirdness. I don't think.
Yeah.
It was really like straightforward. Like anyone can like would laugh at it.
There's
more like college kid humor, I guess.
This Key and Peele. The more I watch it, I'm like, they're like the black version of you and Bogues.
I know. There's a couple I watch where I'm just like, holy fuck, I totally could have fucking wrote this.
They did this whole thing. The skit is stupid, right? Where like they talk about, I think it's like Keira Knightley or something, right? And they're like doormen. And it just goes on. They're like over the top.
I hated that fucking one.
But then, it's like a recurring character. They have a second. They have a second one, the same thing. And he's like, I thought something was going to happen. All of a sudden, like, God's there, and he fucking disintegrates him. And that's the end of the skit. I'm like, that's all some stupid shit Luke would do. And then there was another one, too. It was like, that you could tell they shot it, like, on, like, a Alexa or something, like a really nice camera.
Yeah.
And it's the two of them, and, like, he's crying about his brother dying. He's like, I'll be your brother, man. Right? And so, like, it's, like, all nice and touching. And then he gives him a wedgie and punch him in the face. He's like, stop stealing my tuna fish. And it's just so stupid.
Stupid.
Yeah. And then it ends.
Yeah.
I gotta check the temperature, bud.
I feel all right now, but I'm telling you, it's warm out.
It says 69, but look at this, bud.
That's hot, dude.
Yeah, you like the shirt or is it stupid?
It's all right, yeah.
I don't want
it. It looks brand new.
Yeah, I don't wear it. I only wear it when they win.
God, what a fucking tool.
I've only worn it 12 times.
You.
Come on, bud. Besides that might be all I got to talk about.
Cool.
Going back to New Year's Eve, guys. Hey, if you listen, you know that's something that guy on the radio was saying, and it made me laugh. That he hates when people say "see you next year." I fucking hate that.
Yeah.
That is so hacky and stupid. It's like, did you get a haircut? No, I got them all cut. It's one of those that just frustrates me. To like.
Yeah, it is.
A point where
I'm even like, though I'm of course as the lord of the puns, I'm guilty of that one sometimes. But like, yeah, it's really worn off even on me. I won't say it anymore. It's stupid. Of course, the fucking pimple face that works at it. Yeah, she said it like three times. She's like, well, I guess we'll see you next year. Ugh. I'm like, oh, I fucking hate you. I mean, to
people, hey.
Like people that like that came in to like do stuff. I can't take that. I cannot take that. I just mailed my letter. I wrote a refresher to Porcelain Punisher because I saw that Adam said that they just finished Road Hard and we're gonna start filming in March. So I'm like, if I can fucking lock it in that I'm gonna be on that, I will fucking leave and go work on a Corolla movie. Like I'll quit to do it.
Here's a weird question for you, and it might be a little...
It's all right. Just say it. I can handle it.
Say the pimple head was gone, and for some reason you got Jack in there to do that position. You think that'd be too much time together?
Yeah.
Probably
be too much time together.
See, we went from 100% down because you're using it too much. Yeah. No, I like it. It's still fresh.
Yeah. I feel bad. She needs a fucking job.
What if you, like... But you could fuck her in the bathroom and shit.
Yeah, that would be fucking cool.
And plus, then you'd have a... See, the one good thing about...
I wouldn't do that to her, because she'd have to fucking deal with that piece of fucking shit in Idaho. Fucking place.
We need a new manager at Pins. Would she want to work at a bowling alley?
Yeah?
Would you mind if she was your boss?
Well, she's the boss now. Don't you love guys like that are like...
She seems competent. She could probably handle it.
Like yeah, probably. Well, she's worked everywhere, like, under the sun, but... ask her if you're fucking hiring, sure.
You think she would give hand jobs to
But then if what happens to me and her break up and I'm trying to see her at work?
You'd have to quit.
I need to get out of there anyways. It's just...
Oh, come on, man. We love you there.
I know, but it's just like...
It's 2 days a week.
I'm getting fucking old.
Come on.
It's really fucking wearing on me. These extra fucking 2 days is really just starting to... I don't know how or why, but it's really starting to bother me like bad.
What if you
like it just fucking what if
you
gave much. Up
what I'm if you gave up Saturday it. And then you had 2 days off in a row?
No, I'd rather have the Saturday and lose the Tuesday, if anything.
I could make that happen.
No, I can't afford it. It's a problem. I need it. Fucking need it. I need a fucking change since I've had it. So I hope to fucking
change shit.
Because change is good for everybody. Don't take any of these niggas get up on the hood.
Do they deliver mail today?
Yeah, I saw the mail truck across the street, yeah.
Hey, Melfag!
I don't know how I didn't get paid. It's a 30. I guess I'm gonna get it till tomorrow.
Yeah, dude, if I didn't get paid, I was gonna overdraft by 30 cents. I'm the worst.
Man, you get done a lot.
Because I try to, like, pay off all my bills. Like, I'm really doing good on paying off bills, like credit cards.
Yeah.
My only bad one right now is Macy's, because I bought a lot of gifts there. It's like fucking $1,100.
Oh, dude, these fucking. I don't even feel bad for you.
You shouldn't.
Gifts.
But again, no, see, Macy's also was the one, like, you go to Lucky and these places to buy clothes. I got a Macy's.
Yeah, but I go like once a year. And I spend maybe $200
If I need a pair of work pants or like a new pair of jeans, I go to Macy's because I got a fucking card and I get percentage off. Yeah. So instead of going to Lucky, I go there. That's all. I mean, well, I still got to pay the shit off.
You don't have to go to Lucky. I mean, you go to like JCPenney. You can go to
JCPenney's for fucking faggots.
Well, then you belong there.
Sorry.
Why should I really ask her if she wants to work there?
I mean, we're looking for a manager.
Yeah.
Because they want to get rid of fucking Junior.
Yeah.
All right. So technically. Here's the problem. See, it's too early for you guys to think about this shit.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
It hasn't even been 2 weeks yet.
Still, it might be not a bad idea to see if she'd want it. You wouldn't work with her. Ever.
Yeah.
But the problem is, she'd be working in closing, so you wouldn't really see her a lot either.
Oh, that's true.
You know?
Yeah, good point.
Because she'd be...
Why don't you call Corinne's dude? Even though, I mean, fuck her, but...
No, we are.
Oh, okay.
We're called. But I don't think he's a manager.
Maybe he could.
He's never... Do you realize that guy has never had a job over 3 months?
No, I fucked why. I didn't look at that.
Okay, I mean, number one,
I liked him. You told me it, but...
We worked at Wegmans for 3 months. Then he went to Alaska, and he sold fine jewelry, and then he'd come down here for a little bit, and he'd go back to Alaska.
That's what she's been doing,
then he'd
too.
Come back down here, and then he went to Florida to play in a band, but he didn't have a job. So he stayed at someone's house, got baked, and played in a band. Then he came out here, and now he wants to, like, put his roots here, probably because of Corinne. But... Yeah.
Wow.
Feel bad for him.
No shit, me too.
She probably is a good fuck, though.
Yeah, probably. I'm so fucking tired of her and her shit. I'm so tired of her and her shit.
I'm dropping it. What if you never said who that was? People would be like, what the fuck are you doing? What impression?
It sounds like fucking John Wayne, like just more like whiny. Stop whining.
John Wayne was a hero the most.
Motherfucking man, John Wayne.
Oh, fuck, it's Elvis is the hero of the most. Yeah. God damn it. Oh, lordy, lordy, look who's turning. What are you turning, 35?
30 fucking five.
Oh, man, you're an old fuck, dude.
I know, this is ridiculous, man. Mid fucking 30s. Oh.
You're turning 35, that really.
But then, like, the more and more I'm starting to think about it, and I see guys way, like, older than me, and I'm like. And I'm still, like, I'm not, like, damaged. Like, I'm still, like, in shape and shit. And I'm like, I should just stop complaining and still enjoy, like, what's left of my, like,
youth. You know what? You know, Piss said, and it made me laugh. And it was the first thing Cheese said, too, after she went to, like, the first Rob Bass party.
Yeah.
Cheese was like, you guys fucking party harder than, like, my 21-year-old friends. And Piss is like, I don't want this to offend you. He's like, but I had, like, so much fun with you guys, more so than my own friends. And I'm like, what do you think we do? Sit around fucking play chess?
Yeah.
He's like, well, I don't know, because you guys are older. I'm like, dude, like...
Yeah, plus we're all, like, funny and shit. And, like, we don't have, like, fun to hang out with.
We don't have kids and, like, well...
We all, like, sit around, like, fucking, like, all serious and shit.
Yeah, there's not, like, a lot of married... And there's two married people. It's Bass and Scotty.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, everybody else is kind of...
They're even fucking crazy. They're, like, the craziest fucking ones I know. Scotty more than anybody. That dude would go all fucking night.
Yeah.
He's got more fucking... I don't know where he gets all that energy from.
I don't know. What if it turned out like he sucked guys' cocks? That's why he's so, like...
You gotta do what you gotta do.
And then would you start sucking guys' cocks?
Yeah.
No. Not even sucking guys' cocks, but he mixed semen in with his, like, Cheerios, and it got him, like, that much energy naturally.
Yeah, something, like, just came and supplied it. Yeah,
fuck it. You drink male semen?
I want to fucking get some soy milk, because I really want to start eating cereal again.
All right.
Thanks.
All right, I really, like I told you, I really like Silk. But they also have one that's that I get from the liquor store. It's like a Whole Foods brand. It's really good.
Yeah.
That's just plain soy. Remember, you're not gonna be used to it because it's so watery. It's like water. It's like flavored water.
Oh, fuck that.
No, I don't know how to describe it. It's all right. Here's whole milk.
I'll try it.
Here's whole milk. Here's water. It's somewhere in between. It's like Skim milk. You ever have skim milk?
Yeah, it's disgusting.
It's the same.
I'm a vitamin D man.
It's the same consistency as skim milk.
I like mine's like a fucking vanilla shake. That vitamin D.
Yeah. I'll give you the D. All
right. What's your song of the week, bud?
Oh, Radio Freak by Dead Prez. All
right.
Wait, is it Radio? Yeah, Radio Freak. That's a fucking good song. I think you're like that one. Yeah. It's for the new year, guys. For the new year, I want racism to still be around. That's why I'm playing the song.
Yeah.
Dead Prez is
good, like the, good to keep that alive. It's good to have goals and aspirations.
Dead Prez is like the most racist group ever.
Isn't it the guy from fucking the Bullworth song? Dead Prez?
No.
Oh, no, it's just Prez.
That's Proz.
Proz.
Oh, Prozwell.
That's something my mom would have fucking offered up. That
from the Bull. And you said the Bullworth song. You didn't say the fucking woman ODB. And, yeah.
I'm definitely.
Ghetto Superstar's name of that song.
Yeah. Yeah, what happened to her? What happened to Maya? And that fucking ass on her. Ooh. Where'd she go?
See the boobies. Kill them. Kill them.
All right. Well, I hate to say it, but we'll see you guys next year. Last show of the year. It's the last show of the year.
They're listening to us in the next year, in the new year.
That's true.
But right?
Yeah.
Fucking fuck them, dude. Hey, fuck Doggy.
Maybe we'll get
2014 is the year LGR. I said this last year. This year, I mean it. It's LGR time, dude.
Yeah, you're right.
Take over. LGR, take over. Weird Fellas, take over. Uncle Luke, he's running for fucking mayor of L.A., Doggy.
Hell yeah.
That'll get you some publicity. Publicity. I just turn off.
To all my heavy hustling, struggling, revolutionary, gang banging, chain ganging, tune your frequency. I refuse to be a stereotype in your box. Never wanna try to be something I'm not. I'm just a nigga from the block. If you got it twisted, stay blowing on green. If you got it twisted on up, DP's giving a fuck. RBG'd up and some gangster chunks. Throw your fists up, homie, if you know what's up. All my comrades putting in soldier work. We rolling dirty with it, fully dedicated. So real that the radio will never play it. But that's cool, the enemy's supposed to hate it. Freedom ain't gon' come till we regulate them. That's why I'm in the dojo, not just for the video. Really though, we really got beef with the popo. Never know when they gon' put you in a chokehold. This is for you new niggas hoeing for the radio. Turn off the radio. Turn off that bullshit. Turn off the radio. Turn off that bullshit. Turn off the radio. Turn off that bullshit. Turn off the radio.
People's Radio.
Yo, hang up. That's police.
What's on the radio? Propaganda. Mind control and turning it on. It's like putting on the blindfold. Cause when you bring in the real, you don't get rotation. Let you take over the station. And yeah, I know it's part of their plans. They make us think it's all about party and dancing. Yo, it might sound good when you spin your rap. But in reality, don't nobody live like that. You wanna know what kind of nigga I am? Let me tell you about the nigga I'm not. I don't fuck with the cops. Platinum don't mean that it gotta be hot. I ain't gotta love it even if they play it a lot. You can hear it when you walk the streets. How many people they reach? How they use music to teach a radio program and a figure speech. Don't sleep, cause you could be a radio freak.
Turn off the radio. Turn off that bullshit. Turn off the radio. Turn off that bullshit. Turn off the radio.
People's Radio, you on the air.
I got a fat chain, I got a fat whip, I got a fan.
Nigga, get off that bullshit.
Crank up your speakers, your woofers and your tweeters. Turn up your receivers, we bang it off the meter. Crank up your speakers, your woofers and your tweeters. Turn up your receivers, we bang it for the people. Crank up your speakers, your woofers and your tweeters. Turn up your receivers, we bang it off the meter.
Freak, freak, y'all, to the beat, y'all. DP's, dawg, we got that heat, dawg. People's Radio, on your stereo. For the ghettos and the barrio. Freak, freak, y'all, to the beat, y'all. DP's, dawg, we got that heat, dawg. People's Radio, on your stereo. For the ghettos and the barrio.
Y'all gonna get blackballed.
Nigga, what? Nigga, get these blackballs in your mouth.